So obviously it's been quite a long winter. The roads have been quite badly damaged across North Yorkshire. Can you let us know what the council's been doing then to fix the problems?
Yes, indeed. It was a long winter, some 5 months of very cold weather. We gritted almost every day, and gritting itself has an effect on the road surface. So last month in April, we started our annual highways repair and maintenance programme. And that is now, I'm pleased to say, well underway. As far as Harrogate is concerned, and clearly this is the programme that goes throughout the County Council, but as far as Harrogate is concerned, there are some 250 streets in the Harrogate area which are down for a so-called surface dressing programme. Surface dressing is a preventative method of applying bitumen and grit or chippings onto a road surface to seal it from ingress of water. It also gives a very uniform, good aesthetic appearance to a road surface. We're well underway with that. Our contractor has introduced a new system of lock chip as far as that surface dressing is concerned. With many areas, we tend to put the chippings down and just let them to weather. But with lock chip in some of our residential areas, for example, the Armstead and Furze Estate in Harrogate, a further application of bitumen is put down to seal all of the chippings in. And I have to say, from what I've seen, it does create a very good appearance. In addition to all of these surface dressing roads we're doing, there are a number of key routes in the Harrogate area which are too badly damaged simply to be surface dressed. Those include roads like Skipton Road, Pennypot Lane, Otley Road, Beckwith Road. Your listeners will know them very well. And these are being properly resurfaced. In other words, the top's being taken off, planed off, and a brand new surface is being put down. Much, much more expensive than surface dressing, but clearly for those roads which are badly damaged, they do need that extra investment.
And will these, the surface dressing and these the road surfacing that you're putting on, will that help prevent potholes in the future?
Yes, of course, it will remove current potholes to a very great extent, but also prevent the formation of new ones. Potholes tend to be caused not just by the passage of vehicles over them, but also by the ingress of water, which tends to undermine the foundations of a road, especially if it freezes. And of course, if you can seal the road surface against the ingress of water, then you can do a great deal to stop potholes reforming. I mean, clearly there is a difficulty in Harrogate, for example, and in Knaresborough, of huge volumes of traffic, far greater than many of our roads were ever designed for. And this itself also has a very damaging effect. So we're doing everything we can to eliminate that damaging effect by means of this very intensive programme. We're investing huge amounts, some £50 million in our highways network over the next few months. And I'm pretty sure that listeners will begin to see the difference for themselves. As far as Beckwith Road is concerned, that has been quite a focus of media attention. Beckwith Road is very badly damaged. It is a bus route. It is an unofficial ring road for the town. Many people tend to use that, travelling north to south or south to north to avoid the town centre. We would already have resurfaced Beckwith Road in a major scheme, but Yorkshire Water are still engaged in replacing water mains on that road. As soon as they're finished, as long as there's time before they finish and the winter, we'll get that resurfaced too.
So in essence, what you're saying is that the council are aware that there is potholes in the area and that you are working as fast as you can to get all them sorted.
That is absolutely right.
Brilliant. Okay, so can you just give us an update on the Bond End Knaresborough air quality scheme? How's that coming along?
Yes, that is coming along very well. In fact, Bond End was subject to temporary lights recently, where more surveying work was taking place. This was surveying work to make sure we knew exactly where all of the underground cables are, especially telecoms cables. The scheme that will be started very soon will remove all of the current two sets of traffic lights on Bond End, which is a very complex historic junction in Knaresborough. And before we do that, we've got to make sure that we understand fully where all of these underground cables and utility equipment lies. Once that is done, we will then get started with the scheme. There are also safety audits still being carried out, especially in terms of access into and out of properties in Bond End itself. We need to make sure that the removal of the traffic lights and replacement by means of two mini roundabouts still makes the junction very safe as far as ingress and egress by local residents from their driveways are concerned.
And what will that mean then for the people around Knaresborough?
The problem with Bond End is one of air quality, and that is first and foremost what we're seeking to address with this new scheme. Air quality is very much damaged by traffic, especially in the case of Bond End, by diesel vehicles, and especially by vehicles which are standing still with idling engines. This does lead to increased emissions of nitrogen dioxide, and we feel that the replacement of traffic lights by means of mini roundabouts will make the junction much more dynamic, will mean there's less queuing traffic. And indeed, it was the scheme, the two mini roundabout scheme, was the one preferred by a very large majority of local residents when asked in a consultation a year ago.
OK, thanks very much. Now, there's been a bit of a problem on the A59 road to Skipton with Kexgill. Can you give us a bit of an update on that?
Yes, the A59 at Kexgill has been a problem in the past. We have suffered prolonged road closures because of landslips on the A59. Just to remind listeners, the A59 at Kexgill is actually constructed on a steep slope. The land above the highway is rather unstable, particularly in heavy rain, and it's the threat of landslips, or indeed landslips themselves, which have occurred, which have forced the closure of the road in the past. Most recently, just over a year ago, when the A59 was closed for several weeks in order for that landslip to be stabilised. So, in order to avoid such long closures in the future, North Yorkshire County Council has been looking at a diversion. We're getting very close now to a preferred alignment of that diversion, which will be north of the current alignment of the A59, out of the side of the valley, onto a much higher ridge of land to the north. And work is currently continuing as far as making sure that sites of special interest, sites of ecological and environmental importance are all taken into account before we go ahead and settle upon a final alignment and then draw up a business plan in terms of applying for funding from central government.
And when would you expect that plan to be done?
We expect that plan to be settled later this year and for construction to start in the year 2019-2020.